What's happening, MGTOW? Welcome to the home of Walk and Talk MGTOW shit. It's a gorgeous day here in the Pacific Northwest, as you can tell. And it's a good day to do the Walk and Talk MGTOW shit. Before I start with the video and everything like that, check out the link. I got the MGTOW chat group out there in Telegram. Also, I got the podcast with the creator of the mRNA vaccine. He speaks out. And you know, the mainstream media and all the outlets out there, they're not covering this type of material. And from now on, I'm going to be making an exclusive video only for MGTOW.TV and Odyssey, because I got tired of the censorship and shit like this going on. So let's get to the video. I'm going to play a series of videos out here. People are getting killed by the vaccine all across the world. I'm not exaggerating. It's happening all across the world. You're going to see local media from different parts of the world showing people have been killed by the vaccine. And another thing that I noticed, or that I know, that the state of Alabama is suing the United States government because of death of 40,000 people. And they suing them because 40,000 people die within 3 days after taking the vaccine. So enjoy the video. And like I always say, peace, stay MGTOW. Check out the links below.
We'll begin tonight, though, with a West Michigan mother's death 11 days after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
A person who received a COVID vaccine died hours after receiving the dose.
A local woman says her mother died 2 days ago after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
We're also looking into a claim that a Kansas woman died from a reaction to a COVID vaccine.
States all around the nation now, including here in the Commonwealth, putting a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
This comes after reports of a possible rare disorder, including blood clots, found in 6 women. One died. And we are following breaking news tonight. We have just learned the death of a Virginia woman is linked from the Virginia Department of Health.
The head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration says a range of issues are still under investigation after the death of a woman following her receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine.
And Manipur Chief Minister has ordered medical probe into the death of an Anganwadi worker within a week of being vaccinated.
In breaking news, a Central Coast woman has died after receiving a COVID vaccine.
We're learning more tonight about the mysterious death of a man who died just hours after getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Australians are being urged not to jump to conclusions over the death of a woman from blood clots after receiving the COVID vaccine. Tonight, 7 News can reveal another similar death is also being investigated.
Alberta Health Services is investigating the circumstances surrounding a visit to the emergency room by a local woman who died from a rare blood clot. Friends and family have identified her as a 52-year-old Edmonton accountant and mother, Lisa Stonehouse. As Turia Isri reports, her daughter says warning signs after an AstraZeneca shot were ignored.
Tonight, a major CDC investigation here in Oregon after a woman dies shortly after receiving the now on hold Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
We are taking a look this morning at the side effects of the coronavirus vaccines. So far, at least 154 Utahns have experienced bad reactions after receiving the vaccine.
That includes 4 people who died after they got the shot.
Take the vaccine, please.
That's the message tonight from Kyle Zook, even after his dad died 4 days after getting his second shot of Pfizer vaccine. The cause of his sudden death still not known tonight.
Within a couple hours, he just couldn't breathe on his own. He had stomach problems. He was complaining that he wasn't feeling good. And by the time he clocked out, he couldn't breathe at all. Take the vaccine.
She could bellow from the bottom of her soul.
58-year-old Gloucester resident Drenae Keys was a gifted singer, a mother, and grandmother of 6.
She was also such a loving and generous person.
Unexpectedly, Lisa Jones lost her mother on Saturday, within a couple of hours after she received the Pfizer vaccine in Warsaw.
The sudden death of a former Detroit anchor and media executive brought loved ones and colleagues together today.
Karen Hudson Samuel's career in broadcast journalism spanned over 4 decades in Detroit. After making her name at WGPR-TV as an anchor, producer, and news director, the historian and journalist used her vision to create one of the biggest accomplishments. The Detroit media icon was found dead at her home last Tuesday by her husband just 1 day after taking the COVID-19 vaccine.
Well, the sister of a British solicitor who died from a blood clot after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine has urged people to keep getting the jab.
This was rushed just so fast.
Hearing of a person dying, though, hours after being vaccinated does leave Brittany uneasy.
But now I think it's definitely something I probably should put more research into.
A volunteer in the trial of the COVID-19 vaccine being developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University has died in Brazil.
Focus to South Korea, where authorities are investigating the deaths of two people who died within days of receiving AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine.
Reports coming in on the death of a Telangana healthcare worker, 42-year-old, who died 18 hours after taking the vaccine. Uma, what's the latest we know? Because the government today said there have been four deaths after taking the vaccine, but they say that none of the three deaths have been related to the vaccination.
And we start tonight with a Channel 11 News exclusive. Doctors now believe a reaction to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine temporarily paralyzed a Bethel Park mom.
Only 11 spoke with a local woman who says she lost feeling in much of her body just hours after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
Last month, a Tennessee woman who was left partially paralyzed after getting her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine is up and walking again.
I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine yesterday. Nobody knows if this is the reason that all this stuff is going on, but started with chest pain, paralysis on my left side. I was rushed over via ambulance to Baylor, Dallas, where I have had numerous scans done. I have had about 8 seizures in the last 2 days. Never had a seizure before. They did find a 3-millimeter brain aneurysm.
Blood clot.
Now, a senior official at the European Medicines Agency has said there is a link between the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine and blood clots.
A national panel to monitor adverse effects following immunization is set to re-examine the cause of deaths reported from individuals who passed away soon after taking the COVID-19 shots.
Did you say free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Vaccination. I'm getting a very good feeling. We really, really need to get everyone vaccinated. So keep watching, keep joining in. Choose the thing you love, choose the incentive that moves you, and come on out and get vaccinated.
And let's just say it, we're all caught in their thing right now. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that they're these Lilliputians are tying me down and tying you down. Right now! They are tying you down! And they think it's funny! Well, I don't think it's funny, and I'm gonna break free! And I need you to break free with me.
Take the vaccine.
Hi, I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kalila Mitchell. I'm reaching out to everyone about the COVID-19 vaccination. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile. I'm trying to smile. I'm just kind of embarrassed for it. But I just want everyone to know that I think this vaccination is the worst thing ever. And I would not give this to anybody, even my worst enemy. Please, America, they do not care about us. Do not take this vaccination.